A group led by a longtime energy leader is clearing a path for Oklahoma voters to do something most lawmakers won't consider, enact broad tax hikes on oil and gas production to help fund public education. State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports.
How are you?
Good.
Mickey Thompson has a manila envelope tucked under his arm as he walks towards the Oklahoma Capitol.
Right here.
Inside, the handiwork of about 10 people over a couple of months.
Well, we are obviously circumventing the legislative process.
If the paperwork doesn't start a fight, it almost certainly will add fuel to one.
We don't have a lot of faith in the legislative process, and I think it's fair to say most Oklahomans would agree with that after all this time.
Thompson is the founder and director of Restore Oklahoma Now, the nonprofit recently organized to draft a state question that asks voters to approve across-the-board tax increases on oil and gas production to help fund public education.
About 90% of it for common ed, and the rest of it for early childhood development.
The state levies a 7% tax on oil and natural gas production, but many wells are discounted for the first 3 years. That means the effective tax rate is somewhere around 3.2%. The recently filed state question 795 would restore the historical rate, a move the tax commission estimates could bring in $288 million a year.
You're welcome to have a seat if you want while I process the paperwork.
Okay.
State question 795 faces many of the same hurdles on the ballot as it did on the floor of the House and Senate. Tax increases are unpopular among many conservative voters. In 2016, 60% of voters defeated a 1% sales tax hike to fund education.
I have been a realtor in Kingfisher County for 22 years. Oil and gas has provided a great...
Industry groups like the Oklahoma Oil and Gas Association and the Oklahoma Independent Petroleum Association are also against it.
I feel like a tax on our oil and gas industry would create less dollars in the community, less dollars for me, less houses on the market, less buyers out there looking for housing.
Thompson ran the OIPA until 2005 when he left to run a startup energy firm. When he was with the industry group, he fought hard to persuade the legislature to give oil and gas companies tax breaks.
You've backed, you know, tax incentives for oil and gas. And
hell, Joe, I wrote almost all of those. Now, I didn't work at the Capitol and I wasn't a member of the legislature, but you know, most of the tax incentives that were enacted during the 90s and then reenacted in the early part of the aughts, those came from our office.
Did something change?
We never envisioned or intended to have permanent gross production tax breaks.
There are other factors in State Question 795's favor. One biggie, data suggests Oklahomans want teacher raises and more money for schools.
Yeah, we got some poll numbers. The poll numbers say that people in Oklahoma will support a teacher pay raise across the political spectrum.
Another plus for 795, unlike the defeated sales tax effort, everyday Oklahomans would not pay for this tax increase directly.
Because citizens don't have to pay the gross production tax and don't even pay it as an add-on at the gasoline pump. It would be focused on a select group of companies, and that has public support. Duh.
Still, State Question 795 has some practical roadblocks. The Attorney General has yet to approve the title and language. If that happens, Thompson and Restore Oklahoma Now will likely need at least $3 million to get their message out and get 123,000 signatures before the question even makes it on a ballot. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.